A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Kiresis Yudalit, Kiresis 14a, pagination is 27. We'll start on the facing page, the last two lines, which is the Mishnah, which we did in yesterday's session. Yesh ochel achila achas, it's possible for a person to eat one eating, meaning a kezayis, a portion, v'chayavin aleo arbo chatos. And by doing so, he incurs the violation and the punishment and the required atonement of four chataos, va'asham echod, and the other atonement type korban called the asham as well. And the Mishnah enumerates the case. Tamei she'ochal chelev, a person who's ritually impure, and he ate chelev, which is anyway prohibited, it's the forbidden fat of any animal. But in this case, v'haya nosar min ha-muktashim, it's leftovers from the expired time of something that's kodesh b'yom ha-kippurim on Yom Kippur. So tamei is not compatible with kodesh, and even if he was compatible with Kodesh, but nothing is compatible with Nosar, it's already expired. Even in a Kodesh state, you're not allowed to eat it. Yom Kippur is forbidden in eating. And as Rashi enumerates this, the Asham is for Me'ilah, from taking something that's belonging to Hekdesh for personal use, for non-sacred authorized use. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir adds on, Imhaya Shabbos, if it's Shabbos v'hotzio, and he took it out from one rishus to another, Chayiv is going to be in violation, and that would be a sixth violation. Amru lo, eino min Hashem. And the Tanakhama responded, that has nothing to do with the eating that from one eating, you could produce multiple violations because of your scholarship knowledge of what that eating does. The fact that he moved it from one rishus to another is a different topic. And just like we mentioned from the Mishnah in Makos, if at the same time he would take a knife and stab a person, which not the case in Makos. The case in Makos was a Kohen or a Nazir plowing in a Beis HaKvaros. But it's coming from a different source. It's coming from a different violation. We wanted cases where the person ate something, and from that eating, we produced multiple violations. What we do see from the Mishnah, and what our Gemara is going to focus on, is that it's possible to have multiple violations, and Reb Meir certainly agrees with that. He wants to add even one more violation that happens simultaneously. But he definitely agrees with the previous enumeration. Says the Gemara, top of the page, Neima, let us say, Isle l'Reb Meir iser chalal iser. Reb Meir holds that one prohibition can take effect over and above another prohibition. And the question here is that we know that Reb Meir does not hold that. There is an opinion that holds that, so we're not quite sure how to understand the Tanakhama. Is the Tanakhama simply because he holds Isser Chalal Isser, or is there something greater going on over here? But Reb Meir, by name, we know, does not hold of Isser Chalal Isser. What is Isser Chalal Isser? Rashi tells us, if you have an animal that's non-kosher and it dies without Shechita, it's not going to be any more prohibited because it died without Shechita. It's a non-kosher animal, so it's prohibited. There's no such thing as more prohibition on something that's already prohibited. answers the Gemara, Nihi de iser chalal iser lesle. Indeed, Reb Meir does not hold of one prohibition piled on another prohibition. It's already prohibited. But iser kolel, if the prohibition encompasses other things, or the iser mosif, if it adds a new level of prohibition, a more profound level of prohibition. For example, until now you weren't allowed to eat it, now you're not allowed to even benefit from it, islay. That's a significant thing, and the Torah was talking about this thing, because even though it was prohibited until now, but something is changing. There's a reason for the second law to be on the books in this case, because it's either encompassing more things, or it's making the prohibition more profound. We once gave the mashal, cute, intriguing story of a person who was deathly ill, and it was said by the doctors that they need to eat pork. So they say it on a young woman that she gave the message should be brought to the rabbi, that even if she has to eat pork, but she wants to minimize the prohibitions and she wants the pig to be shecht. So this was unheard of, but if that's what the woman wants, so they're going to shecht it. And the story goes through until the shochet has a shaila on the lungs and brings it to the rabbi, and the rabbi says, if it would be a cow, I would paskin it's kosher. But how do you paskin kosher on a pig's lungs? So that anecdote, totally hypothetical in its absurdity, is exactly, there's no iser halal iser. It's not any more or less prohibited because it hasn't been shecht. The animal is a non-kosher animal. If it dies as an avela, it doesn't become more prohibited. But if it's a case of kolel, encompassing more things, or mosif, adding a deeper prohibition, then it's going to apply. The Gemara explains. Tahar, when you have a person who's tahar, meikara lo asar ela b'chelev, so then the prohibition was only regarding the forbidden fat. Havale tomei, when the person became Tamei, there's a reason for the Torah to step in with another prohibition over here. It's not just piling on, okay, now it's two, now it's three. There's something happening here. Migu de Aser b'chatichas tahoros, he's becoming prohibited in all ritually pure items. Itosef beinami yisura ilave chelev. And therefore, that greater prohibition that applies to non-chelev things is going to apply to the chelev too, since it's kodesh, and prohibited it in a greater way. Also, v'chelev meikara lo aser ela ba'achila. Chelev is only prohibited in eating. Akdeshe, when you make it kadosh, migudi itosef be'yisura danoi tosef nami legabe chelev, it becomes a deeper prohibition once you make it kodesh, because to use it for non-kodesh uses is a violation. Ve'akati lehedyetu da'asar. But at that point, it's only prohibited to a non-kedusha use. Avala gavoa shari. But to eat it in the context of kedusha, of the mitzvah, it would be permitted. Havale nosar, now that it became nosar, migu di itosef isura ligabe gavoa, itosef in ligabe hedyot. It becomes prohibited even in the kodesh context when it's left over, so it becomes usur as well for the scenario that we're painting, because something greater, more encompassing, has been added. Chalo le yom ha-kippurim, now that it's Yom Kippur, migudi itosepe isur legabe chulin, since Yom Kippur prohibits even non-sacred produce, it's a greater prohibition. It's a reason for it to be on the book. Something is changing, so then it ends up affecting even the thing that already was prohibited. Itosepe legabe gavoa, it's going to affect even this thing that was already prohibited because it was sacred. And that's the rule that's being introduced, even if we do not hold of Isser Chal al Isser, when it's an Isser Greda, when nothing was added, but if it's a Kolel or a Mosif, then it would apply. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.